Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We have been talking all year about the Cultural Quilt Lecture Series at the Central Rappahannock Regional Library. The next one is tomorrow night. We're going to be talking, the lecture will be on Ghana, and we have royalty in studio with us this morning, and really looking forward to this. I'll start off with former Ambassador Pamela Bridgewater, who's here, a guest a few times on. It's good to have you, Ambassador Bridgewater, back in this morning. I have missed seeing you.
Well, Ted, I've missed seeing you, and good morning to the wonderful listeners out there.
This is exciting because, for those who don't know, Ghana's been a sister city with Fredericksburg now for quite some time.
It has indeed. The sister city relationship with Princestown, Ghana, was established in 2006, so we are the second of the sister cities having been established in Fredericksburg after Fréjus, which was the first.
Paula was the one who really did the work on this.
Dr. Paula Royster, who, of course, many of you have heard on this station, conducted the research, and her research revealed some very interesting findings. Basically, that there were connections between the area of Princestown, Ghana, and the city of Fredericksburg, because many of the persons who were brought here unwillingly as enslaved individuals from West Africa came through Princestown area and ended up on the Rappahannock River right here in Fredericksburg, Virginia.
That's just that story is just amazing, and Dr. Royster's work in doing a lot of study and finding out who some of these people were and
yes.
Some of the relationships even with the town today are just fascinating.
Yes, her research is really groundbreaking, and when she absolutely shared that with our community, we were just so impressed and really understood what those relationship and those ties really have meant.
Yeah, no, that whole relationship, because when it first came about, she's really has tied a lot of things together. And I remember a few years ago when she did this big talk at JM on a Friday morning and talked about some of the things that she had discovered, and it was really something.
Well, you know, the DNA doesn't lie.
Yes,
but she dug deeper and deeper and deeper with records, public records. So I really commend her tenacity and her determination to get to the root of things.
Yeah. So without further ado, I'm going to let you introduce who we have here this morning, because we have a lot of ground to cover.
Absolutely. I am first and foremost pleased to welcome to Fredericksburg and to this studio the mayor of Princestown, Ghana. He is Mayor Lord Owusu Mensah. And he is the youngest assemblyman, not only for Princestown, but for all of the western region of Ghana. Now, that in itself is amazing.
Mayor Mensah, welcome to the show. It's an honor to have you here, and welcome to Fredericksburg.
And he is also the first mayor, sitting mayor of Princestown, to visit our city. So this visit is historic in many ways. And along with him is Oral Ofori, Ghanaian-born, but living in our community right now. And Oral is the CEO of The African Dream. He's an award-winning journalist and podcaster, and he will be delivering the principal lecture in the Cultural Quilt this evening alongside the mayor. So there they are.
Good to have you here. Oral, you were here first this morning, and I didn't know that you had been in this, because you told me you've been in this community now for, what, 20-some years?
I've been in the United States for 2 decades and in Fredericksburg almost a year.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was excited to meet you and be part of this process, so I came a little early.
I am so glad to have you here. What does being part of this lecture and giving it tomorrow night, what's that going to mean to you?
For me, it's a very historic, you know, occasion. I'm glad for the opportunity I have to represent not just my community and my ideas, but my ancestors. When I walk into a room, I feel like I walk in on their behalf with and for all of them. And like Madam Ambassador said, a lot of people were brought here against their will as enslaved people. Today, here at your studio, Mr. Ted Schubel, some of them have returned as a mayor,
yeah,
from Ghana, the youngest mayor, So, I mean, I'm excited to have him here. I'm excited to see him deliver his piece on the lecture. And I'm excited for all of the opportunities we have to build and create connections as far as the Sister City relationship is concerned.
Wait, to know about the background and to know about people being here against their wills, and now to walk the streets of Fredericksburg all these years later, I can't imagine what that would be like.
It's humbling. It's really humbling. There's a lot of work to do. A lot more work has been done. There's a lot of opportunities for us to be better, and we're doing it. Madam Ambassador has proven and shown the way for many decades. She's an inspiring example for myself. The mayor tells me the same, and I feel like we have a great opportunity to be better, and we're working at it. It might look a little gloomy for some people, but we keep it positive all the time. We keep it positive. And I know the mayor is excited to share his opinion.
Yeah. Mayor, welcome. What's it like for you now to actually now walk the streets of Fredericksburg and knowing that so many ancestors and so many people from you know, your town were here against their wills?
Yeah. You know, firstly, let me say hello to the people of Fredericksburg. You know, they are my people, my family, you know. Actually, as he said, it's very humbling and promising, you know, to come back home and, you know, walk the very path that our great people, you know, walked, you know. Since I was born, I've come to know that family. Family is what you can take out of our existence. So having your family back is very promising and interesting. So coming back here, you know, it's wonderful.
So people can't see this, but my first question, in Besser Bridgewater answered it, that you're 30 years old. When did you decide you wanted to, or how did you decide that, you know, that you wanted to become mayor?
You know, this question has been asked a number of times. You know, I'm just a young boy walking around my hometown and doing what I think I can do to, you know, serve my community. And the elders see that, you know, we've gotten to a point where we need somebody younger, energetic, charismatic to take this lead and do whatever it takes to move Princetown to the next level. And they called on me. I said, no, I don't like politics. He said, no, you should do it. You should do it. You are the best man for the job. Do it. So we have to just take on the challenge.
Oh, I think it's terrific. And as you talk, I just think, I wish more young people around here took that up. You don't have to be, you know, older and gray to do these kinds of things. Because it sounds like you're, and we'll talk about it, you're enthusiastic and have some ideas. How big is Princetown? Or to kind of describe what Princetown is like.
Oh, Princetown, we have a population of about 5,000 and
okay.
Yeah, and quite vast. We covered with, you know, river bodies all around us, you know, and I can say it is in our region. We can say it's about the fifth biggest town in the whole of the Western region. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that you're wearing a Visit Princetown shirt
this
morning. So that's fabulous.
Yeah, I want you to visit Princetown.
I would like to someday. We're going to take a quick break and come back in the Cultural Quilt Series at the Central Rappahannock Regional Library, 6:30 tomorrow night. And Princetown is in Ghana, the focus. And we have the couple of the speakers that are involved. It's an honor to have both of you here. We'll take a quick break and continue on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. You can access all episodes of Town Talk online at newstalk1230.net or on your favorite podcast streaming platform. Now, back to your host, Ted Schubel.
The Cultural Quilt Series will continue on Thursday night at the Central Rappahannock Regional Library, 6:30 at the library. It is free, and Princetown, Ghana is the focus. And we have in studio with us, Ambassador Bridgewater is here, along with Oral Ofari and Mayor Mensah from Princetown. So Earl, you're wearing an interesting shirt too. While the mayor has a Visit Princess Town, I love that shirt. Love that shirt. Your shirt shows it's an outline, I guess, of Ghana itself. But then inside of it, there's a picture, and there are some things with Ghana and Fredericksburg that kind of match up.
Right, right. So my shirt is it has the outline of the map of Ghana in West Africa. Ghana is the first country in sub-Saharan Africa to obtain independence from British colonial rule. This happened on the 6th of March in 1957. The significance of that 6th of March 1957 date, as compared to Fredericksburg, is that Fredericksburg also has made March 6th, the Ghana-Fredericksburg Friendship Day. So that is really cool. It goes to show the ties that binds us. And in this shirt as well, there is a picture of the Fort Gros Fredericksburg, which is an important UNESCO Heritage World Site. And I would have the mayor tell us more about that.
Talk about that, mayor.
Yeah, yeah. You know, the fort is one of the iconic emblems of Princess Town, and we talk about it with pride because it talks about the resilience of the people. You know, whenever you hear the fort, you hear one man called John Conny. Yeah, we call John Conny. Yes, you know, when it got to a time that this fort wanted to be sold to the Dutch, he said, "No, we have to take this. We have to own it." And yeah, he didn't allow anybody to come close. And he fought for Princess Town. And, you know, we were told that he had a plantation, a pineapple plantation, where he built a wall from, we have two water bodies. You have the lagoon, the Honey Lagoon and the Nyala River. He built a long wall that nobody comes into Princess Town. You know, he has to give you the access before you come. And all the people that work there, he had that pineapple plantation where those who work there will have to go and pluck some. And those who did that, they weren't paid. They did that voluntarily. And it shows how the people, you know, loved the town. They wanted to safeguard the town. So whenever we see the fort, we remember John Conny, the resilience and the good heart of the people and, you know, that communal spirit. Yes, so the fort is very iconic for us.
Interesting. It's having you here and having you. What's it mean for you to be able to be part of this lecture tomorrow night?
Ooh, I see. It is gracious. You know, Princess Town. I've longed to come back to this friendship with Fredericksburg City, and we don't know how to do it. And, you know, by God's grace, by the instrumentality of the Dr. Paula, Ambassador Pamela, you know, we had the news of this renewal, this revival, this Ghana, Princess Town, Fredericksburg, Friendship Day. And it was like, who? This is it. And when I received the invitation to come here, I said, oh, Princess Town is back on its feet. You know, we see our sisters, our family, and we can do this. We can fight together. And Princess Town will have a brighter fit. So I am here to tell everybody in Fredericksburg that, you know, I don't want to say your prodigal family, but, you know, we are back. We are together.
You're back.
So, yeah. Yeah, so it is very, very promising, and I know this vision is going to be manifested, you know, very soon. Yeah.
What really impresses me too is that you're here, that you took it seriously and you wanted to come, and it shows that you want to continue to build the relationship.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, familial relationships are very important, and that is one fabric you cannot take out. That is why the culture quilt is very important. You know, we all have to come together. You know, when the head says that, you know, I'm not going to support the body, what is the essence of the body? The hands I'm not going to support. So we all have to come together. And when you have your family back together, it is that important stage of life. So this is so honoring.
I would think, Ambassador Bridgewater, that for people to see that there's this delegate, that the mayor has come here, this is more than just Dr. Royster doing some research and we ought to do this. They're interested. We should be interested.
This is exactly the essence of what the Sister City concept is about. When President Eisenhower conceived of it, to share cultural bonds, to ensure that there are people-to-people relations. And that, in essence, Ted, and to your listeners, is what life is all about.
Yeah.
It's how we connect as people. And by the way, this was Mayor Lord's first flight ever. And where does he choose to come? To Fredericksburg, Virginia.
Your first? How long did it take you to get here?
Oh, about 19 hours. Yeah.
So there's a real commitment on your part.
Yeah.
Your first flight, you know, 19 hours, you're here. If people are able, they ought to be there tomorrow night.
Yeah.
To understand more about the where you come from and its connection here.
Yeah, you know one funny thing, the night before we set off, I couldn't sleep. it was so hysterical. Just wanted to come back to Fredericksburg, my family. You know, I am having all the aspirations of the people of Princeton, and I brought it here. You know, so taking this journey, it was quite smooth for me, no stress, because that eagerness you want to earnestly come see your family. So stress was nothing. There was no problem, no challenges. You know, just smooth.
Well, and that's the exciting thing about it. For you to refer to this as family, you can't help but, and just what Ambassador Bridgewater talked about, this is all about people. We hear so much about governments talking back and forth, or you just get frustrated with the way things. This is just people, and to have the mayor of Princeton talk about Fredericksburg as family, you can't help but be drawn into that.
And Ted, if I could add, also, he's got about another year and a half in his tenure as mayor, and he has developed a vision for moving Princeton forward. I think maybe you might want to ask him to share a little bit about that. I think your listeners might find that very informative.
I would find that very informative. Yeah. So what is your vision?
Okay. So we have a town where we want to grow past division. We want to grow past discrimination. We want to grow past where we cannot find a better place, get on the same page and do something for the community. So we called all leaders and we came together. We said Princeton must have a vision, and that vision is a Princeton Rebirth Agenda. And that Rebirth Agenda is a 10-year developmental roadmap where we look at education and empowerment, we look at heritage documentation, restoration, we look at economic opportunities, we look at how we can revive our culture, traditions, and all that. So the Rebirth Agenda is just about Princeton, coming back. You know, that is a resuscitation of our resources and our aspirations. So that is all it is about, the Princeton Rebirth Agenda.
You are wise beyond your years. That is you're where you need to be. I mean, to be able to have that vision and to talk about it and be articulate about it. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And to be able to share that here, I think all the good ideas aren't in the United States, and that's the other thing that you're showing, that there are good ideas all over the place.
And if I could add, that's exactly what the partnership in the Sister City is about. It's what we can learn from Princeton and what we can share from our experiences with Princeton. It's reciprocal.
Well, in all of the sister cities, and especially the programs that we've been doing all year and talking with, everyone has their own distinct thing. But boy, there's just something different about this one. That there just seems to there's really an excitement about it.
I believe that's true. Don't you agree, Oral?
I totally agree. I mean, and the fact that it's all culminated into this particular juncture where a series of significant things are happening all at the same time is surreal. Think about the fact that Virginia is turning 300.
Yeah.
Think about the fact that America is turning 250. Think about the fact that the Sister City Organization International is turning 7 years, all in this space, all in this time. and we've all gathered here under your roof to share with you, to tell you about the greatness of the Cultural Quilt Lecture that has been going on. And Ghana is excited about the opportunity we are going to be getting very soon to share our part of the Quilt Series lecture. And we are very, very excitedly inviting you, Ted Schubel, to Ghana. And whenever you're ready, just let us know, and we would ensure that you go to Ghana, you visit Princess Town, and you have your own side of the story to tell.
Now, it's going to take me 19 hours to get there.
No, it's not going to take you 19 hours. Let me put a little explainer in here.
Okay.
So he took a connection flight from Ghana to Belgium. There was a layover in Brussels.
Oh, okay.
And then from Brussels to the United States. You can fly directly to Ghana straight shot in 10 hours, if you don't mind sitting for 10 hours.
Oh, okay. Well, that's...
And I want to add about that direct flight. That direct flight took place during the time that I was ambassador to Ghana, and I helped facilitate that so that the many Ghanaians in the diaspora in the U.S. could get on a flight in the U.S. and get off directly in Ghana without having to transit someplace in Europe.
Have a lot of people from this area in Fredericksburg gone over to Ghana over these years?
Yes, there have been many people who have visited. Gaya Degbolola has visited, and we've had many, many other people who've gone to share their cultural expertise in Ghana. So we're delighted about it. And people go to Ghana because the Ghanaians are so welcoming and so friendly. And when they go, they want to continue to come back to Ghana. So we have to show the same kind of hospitality in Fredericksburg that the Ghanaians show to us.
This has to make you feel good, too, because of your connections.
It makes me feel very, very good because, as I said, the relationship between our two nations goes back to the days of the independence of Ghana, and we're going to be sharing a little video about that at the Cultural Quilt. So that's another reason that your listeners should come out tomorrow at 6:30.
It is free, so that shouldn't hinder you.
Right.
And we're gonna take a quick break and come back and talk about what you two will be talking about tomorrow night, and kind of get into some of the talk and any of the challenges that you might have for all of us.
Sure.
It is
Thank
great
you.
To have you have you all here as we talk about the Cultural Quilt Series, Ghana, the focus tomorrow night, 6:30 at the Central Rappahannock Regional Library in downtown Fredericksburg. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is almost 8:30.
From the FredericksburgFreePress.com studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
We're talking about the Cultural Quilt Series in Fredericksburg tomorrow night. It is dealing with Ghana, and the mayor of Princess Town here this morning, Lord Metsu, and Oral Ofari is also here, and Ambassador Pamela Bridgewater is here this morning. Good stuff. Again, 6:30 tomorrow night. It is a free program at the Central Rappahannock Regional Library in downtown Fredericksburg. Or I'll start with you because you're speaking tomorrow night. What are some of the things that you're gonna focus on? And what a great opportunity! Just to be able to share and to bring and to really educate the community.
Right. It's like you keep saying, it's a great opportunity. I want to say a big thank you to the Fredericksburg Sister City Associations for putting together such a great lecture, as always. It's a humbling opportunity for me to have to be a part of it for the very first time this year. I'm looking forward to many more years down the line. I'd like to thank Ambassador Pamela Bridgewater for, you know, roping me in. On this one,
I'm glad she did.
I shy away from, you know, public speeches and all that. For someone who is a journalist, that's kind of weird, but it's who I am. And so I really appreciate all the motivation she gives me. I want to say thank you to Brother Powell Holly for, you know, being supportive over the, you know, over the few months that I've been here in Fredericksburg. He's been a welcoming brother from Ghana, and he knows how to shake hands and do the snap thing that Ghanaian men do. So yeah, if you want to learn it, meet up with him. But yeah, at the lecture, we're going to be, I'm going to be focusing on the similarities of the relationship that exists between Ghana and Princetown, I mean, and Fredericksburg, of course, and the opportunities we have to grow these relationships and make them beneficial, not only economically, but socially also, to all parties involved. And I am also trying to go to establish a reason for us to keep this relationship going. It presents an opportunity for us to be great diplomats and ambassadors on both sides of the aisle to move our respective, you know, cities forward. And if we do a great job, I believe we are going to do a great job, the potential for it to move our respective nations along on that process is going to grow exponentially. And I'm just very happy for the opportunity I have to present at the lecture. I'm also going to be touching on some of the historical significances that exist between both Princetown and as well as Fredericksburg here in Virginia. So it's going to be a learning opportunity for those who attend. And I also look forward to learning from some of the questions that I will be asked and, you know, get the process going in a very positive way.
It does seem like the a lot of growth and we really can learn from each other, because when you think about it and you think especially the history between, it would have been easy for Princetown to just say, you know, sister city, and I don't think so.
Yeah, yeah.
But that didn't happen, and that can be an example to other, whether it's other countries or just even even cities within the United States.
It is. And Madam Ambassador would, you know, share a comment on that.
Yes, thank you. Indeed, as the mayor said, you know, we established this in 2006, long time ago, and things kind of, they did not move forward in the way that we had hoped. I was not a part. I was still working. I'm retired now.
Yeah.
But we realized and we recognized that there was so much that we could do to fulfill the legacy that Sister Cities is supposed to have, and that is people-to-people contact, support. An example, right now, the community itself is building a health clinic where it is sorely needed. So we've been trying to assist as a sister city,
sure,
to help them get over that finish line. So now they're in the plastering stages. So we are so delighted. And we also have been working through another member of our committee to help bring some medical supplies to the clinic when it opens. Nana Noy has been on our committee, Dr. Patrick Neustadter, Kevin Dillard, all those have been to Ghana on a medical mission. So we're now trying to get those supplies so they'll be ready. They're already in West Africa. Now we want to try to get them to Princetown so that they can have them when this clinic is ready to bring more health resources to the community.
Boy, to be able to do that even cements the relationship even more. That's exciting.
Yeah. You know, when I came into office, I was looking out for opportunities to help do this, the clinic project and all other things. And you know, the first time I spoke with the ambassador, that was actually the thing she touched on, and was like, is there any way we can help? So, oh, you know, there are so many ways you can help. And, you know, true to her word, when we went for a book launch, there was that promise. And from there, Ambassador and the Sister City Association have been very helpful. And we were stuck at a point with no resources, with no help. But with the help of the Fredericksburg Sister City Association here, we actually moving on. And I was leaving Princetown to Fredericksburg. Work was ongoing.
And the Shiloh Baptist Church Old Site, yeah, which of course is the church I attend, and other entities have contributed toward this. And that's our goal, is to get them over the finish line. We now have our association is a nonprofit, so folks can contribute as a tax write-off. And we're just so excited about that.
Boy, to offer that and be able to offer health care like that and be able to, you know, right when you open up to have things.
Yeah. You know, a lot of neighboring towns and villages will receive health care from Princesstown. So Princesstown is like a hub, you know, a hub around a lot of communities, a lot of villages. And we had a smaller health center and, you know, the pressure on it. And
sure.
What makes this whole thing very interesting is that Ghana has enrolled something we call the network, you know, network of health centers, and Princesstown has been chosen as the hub. So all about five towns around Akechi, Sirimo, Asuboye, Nkwantanai, Adalazo, Miemia, Ejamra, all these villages receive healthcare from Princesstown. It's like the main hub. And having this is so promising. Thanks to you, Ambassador.
Thanks to you.
And it kind of fits into, as you were talking about, you know, kind of your economic development plans.
Yeah.
Fits in perfectly.
Yeah.
The other thing for you, I mean, Mary, you coming here really puts a face of it's one thing to say we're, you know, Princesstown or Ghana's, we're sister city, but you've come over, you're a face, you're now somebody, you know, we know. And when I hear about, oh, Fredericksburg has a sister city in Ghana and is involved, I'll think of you.
Yeah.
And it becomes more than just, well, that's someplace over in West Africa, mm-hmm. and it's, yeah, we've got a tie, but you're a real person, and you made the effort to come over here and really build a long bridge.
Yeah, you know another interesting thing, I have not loved to travel. I think home sweet home. I should be home. I should be in Princesstown. Do everything in Princesstown, and because of that, I didn't even apply for a passport or anything, but I had to go do the passport. Just in time, the ambassador sent me the invitation. And, you know, when I told my people that, you know, let's just pray. If everything goes on well, I'm going to Fredericksburg. I'm going to our family. And it's like, yeah, you can. And I think a week before, I came to Accra to settle and prepare. And when I was leaving, they said, you know, you are a face. Go represent us so well. Yeah, so I am the face of Princesstown. You know?
You are. And you're a good face for Princesstown.
A great face.
Very good. So what will you talk about tomorrow night? What will your message be?
Oh, I'm just I'm remarking on what my boss, is going to talk about. You know, I'm not going to give any lecture. I'm just going to say that, you know, we are appreciative of this of this partnership, and we are so grateful to Ambassador, the Shiloh Baptist Church, and the Fredericksburg Sister City Association. And I will just touch on why Princesstown, you know, why Princesstown. You know, we've had various names. You know, the actual name of Princesstown was Kwakezo.
I did not know that.
You should try and pronounce that. Kwakezo.
Parkazoo.
There you go.
Yeah. You did it, Tashima.
And what does that mean?
Yeah, Parkazoo means a hilltop, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, a hilltop. And that hilltop is the Manfro Hill. That's where the Fort Fredericksburg is situated, you know. And the Princesstown, the name Princesstown comes from these William Fredericksburg, yes, Frederick William.
Okay.
And yes. And when people were coming to Princesstown, they said, because we were coming to Princesstown, they said, we are going to the Princesstown.
Gotcha.
Yeah. You know, but over the years, it has changed. It has had various faces. The name has had various faces. And tomorrow, I'm going to explain that to I'll be glad if you'll be there so I can explain it better to you, you know?
Yes, Tim. We can't let him give away the story. We want the audience to be there to hear.
No, I don't want you to. Yes. I already know it. I heard him talk about it. So you want to do it. One little side trip for just a quick second. Or you mentioned you know, you being a journalist
right.
and not How do you fit into all this? And what brought you to the United States?
So it's quite an interesting story. I'll try to sum it up. I came to the United States in 2007 after I had studied with the London School of Journalism. I was looking for internship opportunities, and I applied to intern at CNN and at The Voice of America. Okay. I really wanted to go to CNN because when we were growing up, CNN was the ish, and The Voice of America responded first. I'm like, what is The Voice of America? So I'm like, let me go find out. And I went out there. I started my internship, which was supposed to last just a quarter of a year. They ended up extending it, and I was there for half a year. After the half a year, they presented me an opportunity to stay on longer, and I seized the moment. And I was just helping to write and edit and source news stories, mostly for the sports broadcast to Africa. And one day, I was asked to read one of my own stories. I'm like, okay, I'm supposed to write and edit and, find stories, not to read them. And they were like, you have to read this. And that was it. That was it, Ted. I was put on the microphone, and it became a story that took almost 10 years to tell.
Wow. Well, you're very good at it. So, yeah, I mean,
it's such an honoring, a blessing. I don't call it a privilege. It's a blessing for me because there are people who are better at doing what I'm doing. And so if I've been picked to do what I'm doing in this very moment, it's extremely God's, own influence. And I feel it's a great blessing. I'm just excited. When I came here at 27, I didn't fully grasp how much of a blessing this was. But as time went on and I got exposed and I got experiences to opportunities and meeting people, I realized it was a responsibility for me to tell our story.
Yeah.
So I decided to become a founder of an information and communication research consultancy called the African Dream LLC, where I tell the story of Africa from an African perspective and point of view. So I'm a digital storyteller. So why am I important to this process? I'm here to tell the story of this process.
Yeah. No, and what better person to be able to do that?
Thank you.
So I guess you grew up in Ghana?
I grew up in Ghana, yes. And if you're asking my age, well, I'll tell you.
Oh, you don't have to if you don't want you. No, what's it been like for coming to America for both of you?
Coming to America for me, based on the background that I was raised in Ghana, I was raised by a single parent for a long time until my dad came into the picture. My mother would always say, and like, Mayor said earlier on during this interview, when he was leaving, he was told that he's the face of his people.
Yeah.
And remember, in one of my responses to some of your questions, yeah, I told you that when we walk outside of our comfort zone, outside of our environment to visit a foreign land, or we go outside our village, we walk carrying the spirits and the souls of our ancestors. And yeah, whatever we do is a representation of what they've done, of what they've taught us. And when we speak realizing that they are looking at us, they are rooting for us. And so when we attain higher heights, it's not because of any super intelligence that we have, it's because of the foundations that they have built, and they carry us on their shoulders. That is why we also carry them on their backs when we represent them wherever we go. So it's a humbling opportunity. And for those in the African diaspora community, especially out here in Fredericksburg, we want to invite all of them to come out in their numbers to the lecture series. And for those, especially in Ghana, yesremoa munyina mombomode na mombram besumu na momboye na yemboyjuma pa, the mayor will interpret what I just said.
What in the world?
Before I interpret, I want to say mine in Nzoma before I interpret that.
Sure.
What he said was that, Badambo bevigana mwa yeserebe ke bemwa bagra bazunwa meyaye ma oyeboy. How you looking at me, maybe there's a problem. You are not hearing anything.
No. No.
So what you say that we call it on everyone, all Ghanaians, yes, we should all join hands. So this works so good. We are just inviting everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, great.
If I could add one other thing about this young mayor. He is also a reverend. He received his catechism, he said, at 12 years old, and now he's founded his own ministry, the Owusu Ministries, which is non-denominational. So he wears a lot of hats for a young man.
And I will say, Voice of America missed it. They needed to put you on the air a lot sooner than they did, Oral. Quick break. We're going to wrap this up this morning. The cultural quilt series at the Central Rappahannock Regional Library dealing with Ghana and Princeton tomorrow night, 6:30. It's a free program at the Central Rappahannock Regional Library in downtown Fredericksburg, and there will be a lot to come from that program. Make sure you are there and bring others. We'll conclude on Newstalk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on Newstalk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. Miss a part of the show? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, back to your host, Ted Schubel.
The Cultural Quilt tomorrow night at the Central Rappahannock Regional Library dealing with Ghana. Before we get out of here, I'm Ambassador Bridgewater. You had a couple things you wanted to say before we wrap this up.
Yes, thanks, Ted. I just wanted to make sure that the audience knows that we have with us a 26-year veteran educator from Princeton. Her name is Avina Akon, and we call her Anita, and she is here to support her mayor. And we're so happy to have her with us in the studio today and for this visit.
Absolutely. Welcome to Fredericksburg, and glad to have you here.
Thank you.
Before we get out of here, and before we wrap this up, I want to give each of you just a chance. We just have, and you know, Earl, as far as time and that kind of stuff, we don't have much time. But why should people come tomorrow night?
People should come tomorrow night to learn more about the relationship between Princeton and Fredericksburg. People should come out tomorrow night to discover the opportunities that exist in Princeton and learn how to explore it. People should come out tomorrow night to learn more about Ghana. And if they want to go to Ghana, we got a fast-track visa process for them that they should not miss that opportunity. And people should come out tonight so when they go home, they can tell the world, their families and friends, that they know more about Princeton, they know more about the relationship, about the sister city that exists between Princeton and Virginia, and they met one of the youngest mayor in Africa and in Ghana.
Mayor Metz, it's been an honor to have you here this morning. It's been just great talking to you. You've got a vision and a personality and just an enthusiasm. Thank you, and we're glad to have you here. And hope in the next few days while you're here and you've been here, you've seen a lot of things that you continue to have a good visit.
Yeah. You know, I would say that if you really want to the feel of proper American hospitality, you should be in the Fredericksburg. Yeah, you should be in the Fredericksburg, you know. Yeah, I have had one of the most wonderful hospitalities. You know, as much as traveling and visit is concerned, you know, Fredericksburg has received me not as a mayor from Princeton, but as a family who live just across the ocean, and it's so important that what you know this.
I feel like I've got a brother in Princeton now. Yeah. It's been an honor to have you here this morning. Thank you so much. Tomorrow night, 6:30, Central Rappahannock Regional Library. Be there. Thank you both, for all of you for coming this morning.
Thank you, Ted.
That is it. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite streaming platform. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.